Turn with me. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John, the last of the Gospels. Turn with me, if you would, when you get there to the second chapter. We're going to start in the first verse. Excuse me. And we'll probably read to about the 10th or 11th verse. John chapter 2, verse number 1, begins to read like this. In the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And though Jesus was called and his disciples, thank you, man. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 and 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it came, or whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. And the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, but when men have well drunk, then what which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And you can be seated. We thank you for standing with us. You just pray for my voice. I don't know how long I'll stand before you. I don't know how long my voice is going to hold out. But I just want to do what God would have me to do tonight. And I want, no doubt everybody has heard about this verse of Scripture. If you've been in church in any amount of time, you know exactly what this Scripture is. But there's a lot of really deep things in this verse of in these verses of Scripture here. And I hope to bring out just a few of them if God will allow me to. But I want to think about, we're probably just going to go over this these verses of Scripture just in the way they come out. But I want you to realize something today. This is when Jesus was, his miracles were about to start happening, and things, he was about to start to get the ball rolling, if you will, for when he would be put on the cross. Now we know he was 30 years old when he began. This was the first of the miracles that he did before he was crucified. But I want you to think about this right here, that it was the perfect time for Christ to begin doing things. And then there's a certain spot in here where it talks about those water pots, and we're probably going to focus around the water pots if God will allow us to. But it said that the water pots were sitting there, and they were significant, and they were symbolic, rather about the purification of the Jews. And I want you to realize something today. I can only go off how my heart feels when I read the Scriptures, but I feel right in here, I believe it was what it said it was, but I also could see the purification of you and I. I can also see when God came, when Jesus came and he gave his life, and how we sit here, how we were pots. If you think about it like that, if we would put ourselves in the water pot's position, if we would look at who we were before Christ gave us new life, I believe we can see a similarity to our life in these pots here. But I want you to realize something today, that we're not just empty anymore. Brother Chester, God has filled us up with something that we call the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit, whatever you want to call it. It goes by many names. But I want you to think about something today, that if God was if he was who he should be, if he was righteous in the way that he should have been, we would have never got an opportunity to be saved. But I want you to, we preached a little bit about that this morning. But I want you to realize something this morning, this evening rather, that if we would just realize where we truly are, where we truly
would be without God. We would thank Him for the times that when He comes to us and He fills us up. But we see here in the book of John in the second chapter, the wedding of Cana. Now we know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the weddings in the old Bible, they took a long time. There were at least 7 days that they took to set aside for the marriage. And the last day technically was when the bride and the groom would come together. And I want you to realize something tonight, that this is when the feast would come after they had given their vows and they had put them in the holiness of matrimony. This is when they would begin to really begin to feast. Now they would feast all day. They would feast all week long. There would be parties and things like that. And, but I want you to also realize something today. This is controversial in the sense of people always try, Brother Bob, to put Christ in the fact of they think He made fermented wine. God would never do that. He would never put against something His Son that He didn't believe in. So we can just debunk that right now. I hope and pray that if you're here tonight and you just would listen to what God wants to say, I hope and pray that you can leave here tonight and you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be filled with the Spirit. You can be refilled if you're empty or you're getting empty and you don't have strength or you don't have the capacity here and you feel maybe that you're slowing down. I hope and pray that if you would just let God fill you back up, if you would just let God put His glory back down in there and pack it down, and the Bible says that they filled it. He told them to fill them up to the brim. That doesn't tell me. That tells me that He wanted them to be completely full. He didn't want it to be half full. Or maybe if you're people that they think, well, maybe it's half full or it's half empty. Whether that's true or not, I want you to realize something today. Christ wants us to be full. He wants us to be full of what? His glory, His Spirit, His power. And there's only one way we can do that, Brother Jerry, is by being willing. There's a spot and a verse in the Scripture in the Bible where it talks about being a willing vessel. Now, these pots of these water pots that are sitting there, they weren't, they didn't have a conscious mind. They didn't have anything. They were just pots. But I want you to realize something today. When Christ filled them up, they became something different. Praise God's name. When Christ fills you up, when Christ put the newness of life in your life, He made you something completely different. Now let me tell you something. The pot that we were trying to talk about here, it seems like we're starting to finally get to go where we're going. But the pot there, the pot never changed. But what was on the inside of the pot, that's what changed. Now let me tell you something today. When we come to God and we get saved, the outside man, this outer man, he don't change. He's always enmity with God. He's always trying to fight the man that he gets put on the inside. But I want you to realize something today. The Bible says that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise God's name. It don't matter what your pot looks like. It matters what's on the inside of the pot. And I don't know if you're here tonight and you don't know what's going on the inside. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you're sorrowful. Maybe you just need a touch from God. Well, let me tell you something. Christ came to the wedding feast because He was invited. I want you to realize something today. If you would just invite Christ in your life, if you would let Him have His way in your life, you'd be filled up. Whether you need Him to save you tonight, or whether you need Him just to fill you up and restore your joy, let Him have His way and let Him do what He does best and mend things and put things back together, and He will come through for you. I want you to know, and I want you to realize something today, that these pots, there, I said that there's 2 to 3 firkins. I believe a firkin is like 9 ounces. So there was a lot of water. There was a lot of water inside of these pots. So they could go ahead and they filled all of them up. No doubt they had a lot of water, or a lot of wine, rather, for the feast. But I want you to realize something today. That if these pots, if they had taken them away, because a lot of times when a pot was empty, it would get pulled away and they would just put it back in storage where it was supposed to be. Oh, but thanks be to God, for whatever reason, these pots were left empty and they were sitting out in the middle of the feast. But I want you to think about this today. Aren't you glad that when you were empty, that God didn't put you away? Aren't you glad that when Brother Chester, you or me or whoever gets empty on the inside and we have issues and problems in life, God doesn't put us away. He lets Christ come by and fill us back up. I want you to realize something tonight, that if we would just realize that God is doing all things in our life for the betterment of our life. He's not doing anything for hatred or for malice. He loves us enough to let God, to let Jesus come by and to fill us up. I want you to know that when these pots, when they were made full again, that the wine that was inside of them, and all it was juice. It wasn't fermented. Oh, but the wine that was inside of them, tasted better than the fermented wine that they were drinking. And that's because when God does something, or when Christ does something, He does it to the perfection of who He is. Nothing Christ does is haphazard. Nothing Christ does is out of the way. Nothing Christ does ever goes null and void. I want you to realize something tonight. Other than if God has saved you and He set you aside, just because you're getting empty doesn't mean He won't fill you back up. Hey, He was invited to the feast, Chris. No doubt that when He came, there was probably a lot of people who knew who He was. Well, that's Mary's boy. That's Mary's son. That's the guy. He's grown up now, but I remember when we were coming back and they found Him in the temple. No doubt Christ, or Jesus had probably had already kind of made a name for Himself, even just a little. Oh, but I believe this. Brother Darius would put Him on the map. Let me tell you something tonight, church. We may think that Christ is nowhere to be found. We may think that He's left us alone. Oh, but let me tell you something. Christ is about to do something big for you and I. He was invited to the feast. We just got to let Him and invite Him into our life. Oh, we got to bring Him in. We got to ask Him to come in. Even after you're saved, you've got to ask Him for help. You've got to ask Him to be there. You've got to ask Him to fill you up. And praise God's name. When He comes on the scene, there is nothing He won't do for you and me. Hey. The governor of the feast, all the wine was gone. They filled the pots up and he said, go ahead and start giving it to people. I want you to realize we're going to get there in just a second. But the governor of the feast, and rather the governor of the feast was usually the bride's father. So he was the one that facilitated everything. He was the one that gave the food. He was the one that brought the wine. He was the one that did most of the party, the getting ready of the party. But I want you to realize something today. He even realized that the best of the best that he had to offer wasn't as much as good as what Jesus had to offer. The Bible tells me, if I can read it correctly, Brother Chester, that they didn't tell the governor that Jesus was around. Thanks be to God above. He tasted what Christ had made, and he realized that it was the best he'd ever had. I want you to realize something today. The world doesn't realize when Christ is around. But there's some water pots that I believe he wants to use you and me to be able to disperse the gospel, to be able to let the world know that he's near and that he does nothing but want to save them. I want you to realize something today. If you're here and you need help, let God fill you up and he will use you for his, oh my goodness, he'll use you for the spreading of the gospel. You say, well, I can't preach. I'm not able or willing to preach. I'm not allowed. Let me tell you something. If you've got a story, if you've got a testimony, if you've got something that God has done in your life, you've got enough to spread God's word. Don't let this world tell you that you're not good enough. I want you to realize something today. God is the one that makes us worthy, Brother James. We as people, we're not. Oh, but the Spirit that lives inside of us gives us the authority and the power to spread the gospel of God. These pots, they weren't good for anything. They had already been emptied out. They had already been emptied of what they were. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, when Jesus saw an empty pot, he didn't look at it and say, that's not good enough. He filled it with what he knew would work. Thanks be to God above. When I got filled by the gospel, I got filled by the Holy Ghost, and I was able to spread the good news of Christ. Amen. It don't matter who you are. You may not be able to come up here, split a Bible open, and preach. Oh, but if you got God in your heart, you can tell anybody anything. As long as you wait for God, God will always come to bat for you. I don't know how much longer my voice is going to be able to go, but I want you to realize something today, and I hope you're getting something out of this tonight. What happened was, Jesus came, and I don't know if Brother Jerry was expecting to do things. I would almost assume that he knew exactly what was going to happen. But his mother came to him and she told him that they were out of wine, or in other words, that they were in need of something. Now, I think of his mother here a lot of times, and I think about how times that I've come to Christ and I've said, God, or I've come to Christ, and I said, Lord Jesus, my family needs your help, Lord. My people need you, Lord. They're in need of something. They need help. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They're so deep in the sin. But I want you to realize something today. That Christ, when his mom asked him to help, he didn't combat her. He didn't say no. He just did what she said. He did what she asked. And I want you to realize something today. When we come to Christ and we ask him for help, I believe 100% in all of my knowledge that I know of him, from just being a son, that when we ask him something that we have intent in our life and intent in our heart, Brother Chester, that he will do everything he possibly can to help us out and to give us strength. I want you to realize something today. Mary, I wasn't coming for herself. She didn't say, I want to drink something. She said, they are in need. They need help. I want you to know that just because you pray and you think God's not hearing you about your people or your friends or your family, God is in the works. Jesus is in the move. And let me tell you something. He'll fill you up and he'll let you be the one to show them the grace and the mercy of God today. Mary came to him, Brother Bob. She had a pure heart, I believe, about it. I need you to help him. I need you to do this. I need you to do that, Lord. I don't believe there was an ill bone in her body when she came to him like that. And I want you to realize something today. When we come to God in the right way, he will always answer our prayer. But I'll tell you this much. I have come to him, Brother Mike, in the wrong way, almost in a demanding manner. God, do this now. Do this now, or I want this done, or this done, and I don't believe he answers prayers like that. Most of the time, if he answers you, you probably get a no. But I want you to realize something today. When you come to him in the right way, that's when he moves. And I want you to understand, this wedding of Cana, I don't believe we're going to get as deep as I thought we were going to tonight. I don't know how much longer my voice is going to go, but I want you to realize something today. I hope and pray that you come and you read this tonight, and you look at it, and you let God show you what he wants you to see. But I don't know where you are or where you stand tonight, but if we're all representative of the pots. You can either continue to be an empty pot, or you can let Christ move and fill you up. See, the thing about these pots, Brother Chester, is they were full of something, whatever it was. And the world went and took it, like they always do. They take and take and take and take and take until these pots were empty. That's what the world's going to do. You think, well, my friends, they need me. My friends, they love me. My friends, they care about me. But as soon as you're empty, they'll leave. Yeah, they'll go on to something else. Yeah. And there you are, just an empty vessel. Just an empty pot. But when Christ comes by, He'll fill you with something new. He'll fill you with something that's worth spreading. That's why He told her. That's why He told her, or the men of the party, that's why He told them, give it. Give it to the people. You get filled up with something that God's a part of, it'll spread. Where do you stand tonight, Brother James? Where do you stand tonight? If you would stand. Are you empty? Are you half full?
How about 51?
Are you almost to the bottom of the barrel, as they say?
51.
Are you almost dry?
Must be in hell of the boat.
God will fill you up. Are you lost? God will change what's on the inside of your mind.
Church and the best love.
God will. He won't just fill your pot up with what you are. He'll empty you out what you were and put in what He is. And you'll be a completely different creature. That's what the Bible says, doesn't it, Chris? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So, Brother Jerry, you can't be filled with this. You can't be a pot that calls itself a pot and being used by God and still have the old filthy stuff that used to be, that who you used to be. It's not possible. It doesn't work. Something's missing if that's the case. If we can, Brother Jerry, go and continuously do the things that we used to and not feel that conviction about it, not feel sorrowful, and not feel like God's coming down on us chastising, something's wrong. I'm not saying you're not saved, but maybe you want to get strength. Maybe you ought to come and ask God to use you again. You know how many times I, Brother Chester, have been an empty pot. And I've just been sitting there, wondering why God's not using me, wondering why God's not filling me up and doing this and that and the other. What I don't realize is that the problem is with me, not God. Mary asked Jesus to fill the pot. Jesus filled the pot. He didn't second guess her. He didn't come back and ask why do you want me to. They've already had enough to drink. He saw that she wanted to help. So He gave her what she wanted. If we want to make a difference in the lives of the people around us, we've got to be in the right spot. These pots, they were in the right spot. They were right in the middle of it all. Right in the middle of the feast, right in the middle of the happy part of the wedding and things like that. People were celebrating. Many times I've sat right there in that pew, and people be celebrating around me. People be happy and carrying on and being joyful, Brother Jerry. And we just get to sit there and not let Him. Because I wasn't letting God use me the way that He wanted to. Where do you stand? You don't have to continue being an empty pot. Lost or saved alike. You can be saved, and God will fill you up with something that you've never even felt before. It's hard to explain how it feels, but the best way I think I can tell you how it feels is that you feel new. Something's new. Everything's just better. You feel better. People look better. It's because you're not seeing who they are, you're seeing what God's got inside. Or if you're here and you're saved, maybe the
try to glamorize God. They try to glamorize the worship. You turn on the television on Sunday morning, there's a guy standing in the middle of a stadium, Brother Jerry, with a bunch of people who have no idea what he's even talking about. He probably has no idea what he's even talking about. That's just a bunch of empty pots. Pots you want to be filled. God wants to fill some pots. God wants us to be as full as we possibly can. We're just going to finish out this part of the verse. Let him use you. In your school, let him use you. That's fine.
Come
in. If you're in college, maybe you have some courses that some people can tell that something's missing, something's wrong. Let him use you. Something from the message this evening. Hope we can all leave here and understand.